think we have a new mix on the earphones, and why don't you play a little bit so we can evaluate it?
Broadcasting live from the Wolf Radio Studios, it's time for the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up now, 800-800-RADIO, or log on to GoWolf.com. Now, John Clay Wolf.
I'm still wondering what happened to that boat. If anybody was listening an hour ago and has a theory on how the boat got out of the slip and got halfway sunk with a stiletto heel hanging off the windshield.
Somebody's out partying, man, in your boat, dude, is all that happened. It's just a joyride.
But then why did it get left?
Was it left just in open water?
No. It was tied up at some weird dock on the other side of the lake.
Well, they couldn't take it back where they got it. Maybe they forgot, or they were just too drunk, or, you know, somebody might have died that night, dude.
I think it was low on gas, so maybe they ran it out.
Could be. I mean, if it's just sitting there taking on water, you know.
Mark, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Did you hear the boat story earlier?
Nope.
Oh, then you're not going to be any help on a theory.
Not help at all, Mark.
Yeah. Sounded like Natalie Wood's kid must have been.
Natalie Wood. Did you get that, Bob?
Yeah.
You know, I get it. 09 BMW 328. Let's get down to brass tacks, Mark. Is it a two?
Yeah, it's got the exploding airbag recall vehicle.
And what that means is the airbag explodes too hard, so they put a number one shotgun shell in it instead of a number six dove and quail load, and it blows up on your face, too. And it really is a shotgun shell in there, seriously, without, obviously, pellets. Yep. Does it have two doors or four doors?
It's a two convertible, hardtop convertible, the custom wheels, nav system, kind of the black, saddle brown, leather, beautiful car. Now my kid might get killed in it, so my wife's making me get rid of it.
Is it a 328 convertible or a 335 convertible?
28.
Okay. How many miles?
76,000.
What color?
Beautiful black with brown saddle looking interior.
Okay. Sounds like a nice car. Do you know if it has a clean...
Oh, it is great. It's great, except it might kill somebody. Other than that, it's good.
Does it have a clean Carfax? All right. Well, the airbag recall has screwed everything up. Sounds like you're pretty familiar with it. I mean, the BMW dealers cannot sell them. They're stacking them up in warehouses. It's crazy.
I went to had 250 of them sitting in a back lot, and they'll give me a enterprise rent car, but they want to make me store this other car for who knows how long while they figure out how to buy an airbag.
What if I write you a check for $12,000 for it? Does that make sense?
No, the Beamer dealer said they'd give me 13 or 15 if I bought a new car from them. Now they just do that, these assholes, so I don't know what to do.
Can't say that on the air, by the way, but that's okay.
Sorry.
We dumped it out.
Good deal.
Well, so they're over allowing on trade-in, and that happens a lot. Do you know what you'll take for it?
All right. Oh, probably I'll take a lawsuit, just store the thing and I may just do a loss of use claim, rent a vehicle, and just add that to the bill. I'm just kind of pissed.
If I come up to $13,000, do I buy it?
Well, they've already offered $13,000 at the dealer
on trade. So, but are you wanting to sell it?
No. They offer $13,000 straight out, buy it $15,000 if I trade.
Do this, okay? Go to givemethevin.com, push the VIN number in. I'll give more. I want to see it. I want to check the Carfax on it.
All right. You want me to just bring it by your Woodlands office and let them look?
Nope. I do it all online. We're separate now.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Homeboy went on his own last March.
All right.
GiveMeTheVIN.com is me. It's all me. So we come to y'all. So you go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, push your... information in, we do the deal, and then we come to your house or office, wherever you tell us to come, with a check, and we pick it up.
All right, man.
So, yeah, go there, push the VIN number, push a couple of picks, and let me make a decision. I'll make it. If I like what I'm seeing, I'll make an offer past 13. That's just a straight buy. No trade.
All right.
All right, bye. 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. Chapman, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I got
where you
Mercedes S550.
Okay.
With with about 54 and a half, but I'm going to have to drive it about 500 miles before it gets here.
Okay.
So about 55.
Where is it?
White, 2011. Oh, it's in Mississippi. My father passed away, and he's, you know.
I have trucks in Mississippi. Where in Mississippi?
Corinth, Mississippi.
What's it near to? What major city is it close to?
Tupelo.
So you're down by Alabama on that one. Okay.
Yeah, it's real close.
Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and push all the info. And I'm thinking, okay, we've got 55,000 miles on it. One, we pick it up in Mississippi, and you don't have to make the trip, unless you're going anyway.
Okay.
Are you going anyway?
Well, maybe. But, I mean, he passed away a month or two ago, so it's like, you know.
What color is
so
it?
It's white.
You don't know if it's got a sport package, do you?
I'm not sure.
Do you have photos of the car anywhere?
Yeah, I can get them.
Okay.
Sure.
When you go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, push a couple of pictures, because the sport package is worth like $2,500
more. And so, what's the sport package?
Oh, it's got AMG wheels. It's got some fairings. Like, it's hard to describe. Call them spoilers that are really very light,
yeah,
but it's really nice looking. It doesn't look geeked out. Okay. It's just a little bit cooler is what it is. It's $2,500 cooler is really the bottom line.
I got you. I got you.
It sounds like a 30 grand rig.
Okay.
And I'll buy it.
Well, all right.
I buy them all the time. So go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. Just, you know, have somebody text you a couple of pictures and then save them, sure, in your phone. And when you go to our website, you can just add photo and go to that camera roll and add that picture. And then do photo one and photo two. And then I'll have the VIN number already.
Pick up in Mississippi.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Chad.
Thank you.
800-800-7234, 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. Now, those are the kind of cars I'm talking about. That 99 Prowler this morning, I like, mm-hmm, that rig, too. Bob's your mic on?
No.
There you are. So, Debbie's gone. She had to go to Edgefest. Are you in love?
Oh, she's nice.
Are you in love? A little bit?
Well, listen, I mean, I don't want to belittle Debbie or anything.
No, that wouldn't be belittling anyone.
I think I just want to say, with you guys, you're my friends, we're really close, I think there was a definite chemistry there.
Oh boy, here he goes. He always thinks comes in studio likes him.
No, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm not making a big deal or anything. I'm not going to do anything.
Just the wink. You're not going to Reba her?
You saw a few winks.
I can see what's going on. I know what's going on. You know.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Right. And
loves Bobo.
I don't even try, but I mean, I come in, you know, and it's just the hair, the hat, you know.
Yeah.
Just got it going on sometimes. You know, it's timing more than anything else.
I'm sorry. I've been hearing this crap for 8 years out of his mouth. And it's always the same thing.
I just got a way of placing those pheromones in the room.
The key to it is believe it.
Because he'll ask, hey, next week, did Debbie ask about me? Like, no, she didn't ask about you, Bobo.
800-800-RADIO, call in. We'll bid your car. If you don't believe us, you haven't been listening. We'll buy them all the time. We're buying this guy's car in Mississippi. We have transports all over the region. Wichita Falls, Amarillo, Oklahoma, West Texas, Abilene, Wichita Falls. We have a drop center in Wichita Falls. Big Tex Trailers. Mike Jalava's over there, and you can take it straight to Big Tex Trailers in Wichita Falls. And just drop it off, and we will overnight the check to Big Tex Trailers, and they will cut you a deal on a trailer, too, if you're interested. See Mike Jalava at Big Tex Trailers. 800-800-7234 is the call-in number. GiveMeTheVIN.com is the website. And Paul Harvey has some news. It's about time for news with old Paul, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Paul. Where's he at? You got to get him out. You got to wake him up.
Paul, you dead drunk bastard. Come up to the microphone.
For my theme music.
You're waiting. Oh.
Always. Given the same type of opening. Thank you, Maestro, if you will.
What do you have for us today, Paul?
Tesla Motors.
Oh, yeah?
Has been crowing about the nearly 400,000 reservations it has received for its electric Model 3 sedan. Nissan has now turned those reservations into fodder for their own advertising for the electric Nissan Leaf. Quote, no one should have reservations about getting an electric car today. Trumpet to Nissan ad that appears around the country reminding consumers that Nissan has been mass producing the Leaf since 2010. and that they have no plans of letting some upstart new company come into their established marketplace and suck any harder than Nissan's all-electric Leaf already does. Page 3. James Bond can rightfully be associated with indulgence, but his car of choice may soon take on a more ecologic bent by way of electric motor and some batteries. So says Andy Palmer, who is predicting an electric vehicle in Bond's future. Palmer, of course, is CEO of Aston Martin. As he said in a recent interview, mass adoption of electrified vehicles is, quote, almost as inevitable as death and taxes. And that will extend to James Bond as well. Despite the obvious anachronisms that MI6 agents pay no taxes, and Bond has proven time and again to be quite death-proof, making Palmer's assertion precisely as logical as tits on a frog.
God, Paul.
And a Nebraska trooper on Thursday pulled over an odd-looking sports car, one that could have given him a splinter if he wasn't careful. State police say the owner built the custom car out of wood and stuck it on the frame of a 1985 Pontiac Fiero. The eco-friendly car itself is legal in Nebraska, but Trooper Bill Price said he stopped the driver because it did not have a front license plate and because the vehicle itself was shaped like a giant wooden schlong. Like a huge schlong.
It's Paul. Got it.
NBA-sized. Paul Harvey. Good day.
Good day. Thanks, Paul. Oh, we always love it. Chris, 05 Explorer with 100. Is it leather or cloth?
Hello?
Hello, Chris. Is it a, is your Explorer, you're on the air. Is it your Explorer leather or cloth?
Is it leather or what?
Is it leather or is it cloth?
Or wood.
It's leather. Leather.
Okay, is it a two-door or a four-door?
Four-door.
Is it average, rough, or clean?
Clean.
Is it an XLT or a limited?
XLT.
If it's clean and it's got 100,000 even on the miles, right?
I just went over 100,000 about 2 hours ago.
I'm a $2,500 check writer, maybe three.
How much you said?
$2,500 to $3,000.
Okay, then.
You can go to givemethevin.com, load it up, say, Wolf hit me at $2,500 to $3,000 on the radio. Here's the VIN, here's the pictures. Let's do business. Dimitri, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, I got a question.
Okay.
I had a 2014 Toyota Corolla Sport float away on me last week during the flood.
You got insurance?
Had insurance. The insurance didn't total it. They're going to fix it.
Nope. Tell them you don't want to do that. No.
If it's, yeah, they had already did it. They said they had to do it. They put the brand new motor. They basically just took everything out with the shell and just put all new stuff into it.
You got to.
So now do I just?
Okay, they haven't done that yet. If it just floated away last week, that's a lot of work. So you need to stop them. Wait, no. Well, here's what you need to do. You need to stop them. Unless you've already agreed to it. If you agree to it, you agree to it. But say, I don't want a flood car. Because when you call me in 2 years and you go to sell this car, I'm going to hit it at, you know, 12 grand or whatever. And then when we find out it's a flood car, we will, because the vehicle history reports and the title work will show flood car. And then we're going to cut it back to 4 grand.
Huh. Okay.
So it's a major diminished value situation. You need to argue with them. You don't want it. If it floated away, then it's a flood car and they own it. You don't need it. Get a new one.
All right.
800-800-RADIO. My name is John Clay Wolf. I'll buy cars near. We'll be right back.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now. 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
We've got some communication back from our Facebook prank.
Oh, yeah.
He is really not wearing this well.
You want to reset?
I thought that he would have a sense of humor. He does have a sense of humor.
He does, yes.
So this is how good of a friend? I mean, this is a former employee.
Yeah, but I mean, I he's a friend, or I thought maybe he was. Maybe we overstepped the bounds.
He just had a
former employee left his Facebook open on the laptop that we were using, so we changed the setting status a little bit and let him come out as a homosexual.
Because of Prince is why he's coming out now.
Right. I mean, it was such a bad gig that it was so obvious it was a joke.
And he's also an obvious case of hero worship. I mean, now it's never going to happen for him. Now that Prince is gone. That was like his, you know, his perfect male.
I mean, so if we did that to you, Bobbo, how would you react?
You know what? I got to be honest. I'd probably be pretty weird about it.
Would you?
Really? Yeah. Well, you know me, dude. Like, sometimes it's
then why
I have a hard time taking
it?
A joke. Well, you made me do it. I'm on the clock. That was a work done. That was a work made for hire. No, but I get over it, though.
But you
Proctor used to do stuff to me like that all the time.
You would get angry.
Initially.
Would you get angry or get even? Or
initially.
Both?
I got that little man syndrome. I'm kind of insecure sometimes, you know?
If it was typed that way, I mean, where it's blatantly obvious and your friends on there
and
would be laughing.
And reference Prince's death.
And it's obviously a joke. I know. I might have been funny about it. You asked me anyway.
All right. What about you, Turley?
If it was like that, no, I would laugh because my friends would all understand it. I mean, it's obvious.
How fast would you take it off your Facebook?
You know what? I think I'd let it build because I'd like to see the comments on it first. Just
yeah,
kinda,
see, that, not yeah. I. Not I.
You wouldn't?
No, I'd have it off there right away.
Because that's when the people start having real fun with it, is they start commenting on it. And then you kind of go in there and you're like, all right.
James, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Have you been listening all morning or did you just tune in?
I tuned in about 10 minutes ago.
Okay, so you missed what we're talking about. We changed our buddy's Facebook status to as he's coming out as a gay man, and he's really mad about it.
Oh, man. Congratulations to him.
I mean, how would you if your friends got a hold of your phone and you had your Facebook open and they did that to you, would you laugh or would you get mad?
I'd laugh and get even.
Okay.
There you go.
That's actually perfect.
That's perfect. That's the reaction I expected. I didn't expect him to be so upset. Oh, now I feel bad. All right.
And he was upset. I mean, he cussed you out. He sent you a cussing text. Right?
Yeah, he did. F you, John. That's not funny.
What's not funny about it?
It was pretty funny. I mean, you know. But okay. 2000 Suburban, so that's the first year of the new body style, right?
2007.
Oh, okay, she put 2000.
Oh.
I was like, how the hell do you get 70,000 miles on a 2000? Okay, does it have leather roof or nav?
Leather and no roof, no nav. LT2 package, captain's chairs in the back.
Okay. Two-wheel drive or four?
Two.
What color?
Beige.
Okay. It's 07, so it's 10-year-old rig, 70,000 miles. Miles are nice. 12 grand?
Okay.
Does that sound right? That's what's coming to me on the top of my head. I buy and sell a lot of these. I mean, we normally give 9 grand for the 100,000 mile ones. I'm adding back, you know, bumping it up for the... You've got good miles. I mean, it doesn't have 30 on it, but it's got 70. I want to buy it. Does that buy it?
I think so. You know, I think so.
Where do you live?
Yeah.
Memorial.
Okay. We can come pick it up at your work, office, home, wherever you want us to pick it up, and we'll probably get it Tuesday. So the next step is to go to givemethevin.com, lay the VIN number in, push a couple of picks, say I sold this to John for $12,000 on the radio, what's next? And then my guy will contact you and start lining up the logistics. Do you have a clean title or is there a payoff?
No, clean title. I don't have the actual title document, but I've got the lien release.
Okay.
So I think you guys are going to have to apply for it. Cost or whatever.
We typically charge $150 for that, but if the picks are real pretty, I'll just absorb it.
Okay.
So we'll go get the title, and then we can pay you. If we have good documentation, a good lien release, and we can pay on it, we know we're safe, we'll pay for it without the title.
All right. Hit me with the web address again.
So you know what the VIN number is, right? That 17-digit VIN number. So the name of our website is simple. Give me the VIN.
Okay.
Give me the VIN.com. And our slogan is it's so easy. our slogan is, it's so easy you can do it in your underwear. And after you do it, you'll realize it's that easy. It's stupid easy.
Well, I'm going to have to take my shorts off.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Sell us your car. You need the bin.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
800-800-RADIO. We have 5 minutes left, so you better call in now. Amarillo, Wichita Falls, we hadn't heard enough from you. Abilene, diesel trucks, we buy them left and right, right and left. Rolls Royces to Dodge Cummins, we buy expensive cars too. Speaking of, I didn't tell you all the story about this Ferrari we were on top of this week. Craziest deal ever. So this guy that's a buyer of mine in L.A., this fellow pulls into the Rolls store and says, hey, I bought this from y'all in 2011 for $250,000. I'm getting a divorce. Wow. I need to sell it. What do you give me for it? They give him $190,000. So my buyer's in there the next morning and said, hey, we want to buy this car. How much is it? And they said, well, I mean, it's pretty nice and this and that. It's $220,000.
Wow.
They call me. I'm like, yeah, buy it. And then so we're buying it, and they say, oh, my God, a salesman called a retail customer on it, and they priced it for $250,000, and he's coming. So we got to wait for him to see if he wants it.
Wow.
Like, well, how much is it? I thought we already bought it for $220,000. Well, you know, how much is it now? What can we give for it now? This car is a collector car. They didn't realize what they had. It's worth a fortune.
Mm-hmm.
It's $260,000. Okay, we'll buy it for $260,000. Wow. All right. So the guy had to bring his title in, and between that time, another salesman called another guy, and now it's $300,000.
Unbelievable.
So my guy's standing there at the Rolls store on the showroom next to the car. We've got a customer coming in wanting it for $300,000. How much is the car? I bought it twice now. Well, obviously it's worth more. Y'all wouldn't be buying it. Well, it is. Well, how much is it? $300,000.
Wow.
If we give you, if we wire you $300,000 right now, we bought the car. Yes. We buy the car. The guy runs in there and offers $350,000.
Good.
Unbelievable.
Who said sorry, sold.
Sold.
And then I told the guy, put it in the garage, keep quiet, don't talk about it. We've got a collector that wants this car to go in his collection. And he goes by this other store that handles Highline cars, showing the damn car off, and of course that guy's all over it.
Wow.
So now he calls and he's like, I've got this thing laid down for $400,000.
Unbelievable. So you're $210,000 on the gross already.
I'm sorry. We gave $325,000 for it.
Yeah.
We gave $325,000. We didn't give $300,000. We gave $325,000.
$135,000 on the gross.
No, we gave $325,000, and he's got it laid down for
$190,000, I thought.
For $400,000. Yeah, it started at $190,000. Step one. This is the craziest car deal I've ever seen in my entire career. We buy a lot of cars from the other guy, so we have to sell it to him. He's like, I got it laid down for $400,000. Your guy said what he gave. I want to make $25,000. So we sold it to him for $375,000.
Okay.
I mean, it made great money, but my God, what if we would have got it for $220,000? It would have been, this was the biggest car deal I've ever seen in my career.
Yeah.
But it was that one in a gazillion man. Ferrari that had the right numbers, that went the right way. And I'm lucky that I had another guy that, I mean, I know him, but I don't know him like he does. And there were a bunch of partners on this, I can tell you that.
So the money split up a lot.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Four ways. Yeah.
You're lucky you didn't let Magnum drive it to lunch.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting. We're out, guys. 07 Dodge Ram Hemi with 150. We'll give $5,000 for it is what I'm guessing. Go to GimmeTheVin.com. I see that there, Anthony and Bob. Go to GimmeTheVin.com. And anyone else, go to GimmeTheVin.com. We will be there till 4 o'clock today emailing offer letters to you. We want to buy cars. We're not an appraisal service. We're ready to do business, and that's what we do. We buy them. GimmeTheVin.com. We'll see you in a little bit.
Good name, look at the number, look at the seller, $16,000. Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps this little show up. Y'all move right over, buy you some Bibles, or go back down the lane and buy you whatever you want.